for him, this is just another step in his journey, personal journey that he has taken on. So he has actually embraced it quite positively. In fact, you know, we are have been talking to him about the appeal, and he's quite excited about the appeal happening. So, you know, even though he is reacting personally quite strong, he's also instructed us to pursue an appeal as soon as possible.
What do you make of the length of the sentencing? We're seeing 2 years and 5 months for Mosese Bulitavu, and not able to be eligible for parole until at least 18 months. Do you find that particularly harsh?
There have been very few sedition cases in Fiji. In fact, this one has been one, the only case that has run for a very long period of time. There are a couple of other sedition cases that were in the early 2000s and most recently in 2017 were dealt with in weeks. You know, obviously looking at the urgency of the charge and how, charges like this that are to do with, you know, the riling up any sort of communal antagonism or violence in the charge is usually dealt with expeditiously because of the very urgent and very current nature of the charge. But this one is run really for 6.5 years. And so this has been hanging over their heads, my client's head, right through from 2011. You know, we sought more lenient sentence given these exceptional circumstances where he's had to face not only quite a long time dealing with this charge hanging over his head, you know, of no fault of his own, but really the fault of the court system and delays on the part of the court and prosecution. He's had to, you know, now deal with this 2.5 year sentence, which is, in our opinion, quite harsh.
Linda, you talk there about the fact that this particular case has dragged on for 6.5 years, and you say that's to do with the court system. But the timing is interesting because there is, of course, an election expected this year, and now Mosese Bulitavu cannot run for that. His party's announced it will begin the process of finding a replacement for him to run this year. Do you read anything into that timing?
You know, it's a possibility. You know, there's elections and Mr. Bulitavu being one of the very outspoken members of opposition, you know, and has always been confrontational in parliament. He is very well liked by many people. He's got quite a strong following from his village and provincial background in Maduata, which is in the northern island of Fiji. And his support has continued to grow, even through social media and being vocal. You know, the timing is interesting and, you know, this could have been sorted, like I said earlier.
And do you think this particular verdict has any wider implications? We're seeing, of course, now the case, sedition case at the Fiji Times get underway as well at the moment.
Yes, I mean, you know, seditious, you know, I believe the charge of sedition, you know, has really, you know, subverted the free speech in Fiji. It's the definition of sedition here is quite wide and captures anything, any words that are uttered against the current government. There should be a balance of free speech, but this is the nature of free speech in Fiji. And now the media being involved in the Fiji Times case, it does obviously mean that this is a higher standard for defense to fight against, with the definition of sedition being much wider to include what we believe was really free speech.